Have you ever planned something and you wanted it to be absolutely perfect? Maybe it was a graduation event. Maybe it was a Christmas dinner. Maybe it was a wedding. And you wanted it absolutely perfect. So as you were moving through all of your plans and preparing things, did things start to fall apart? Or maybe some crazy things happened in the midst of it? Well, often Christmas at my house ends up a mess. And a few years back, I don't know if you remember her, her name was Amy Acock. Amy was living with us at the parsonage. And one of our Christmas traditions is to make Swedish coffee bread. Amy wanted to know how to make it. So there we were. I was making mine and she was making hers. And as we were kneading the dough, I looked over and Amy's making this cute little gingerbread man out of her dough. Her dough didn't seem to have enough flour in it, enough of the right texture to it. Amy's first attempt at Swedish coffee bread was not the results she wanted. Eventually, I think she finally made a loaf that was wonderful to eat. But I think about those not quite perfect events that teach us so much about who we are and how there can still be joy. There was a great deal of joy in her making that gingerbread man out of white dough. And great deal of joy in my kitchen in the midst of it all, even though we didn't get to eat bread. So sometimes in the midst of our perfect plans, God catches us unexpectedly. Can you imagine that Joseph might have had some perfect plans? I understand there are some pictures out there of Joseph building that home that he and Mary were going to live in. Mary was this 14-year-old who was his betrothed, and he was looking forward to this future of a family that would carry on the family name. And then there had to have been that conversation, because according to the scripture, he knew she was pregnant. So Mary and Joseph had to have a conversation. Can you imagine how that might have gone as the 14-year-old met with her betrothed and had to tell him that she was pregnant? Had to tell him not only that she was pregnant, but she was pregnant through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, how many men here would believe that if their girlfriend, fiancé, told them that they were pregnant with the gift of the Holy Spirit? Not many. So I imagine Joseph might have been a little bit skeptical about this conversation that Mary was having with him. But Joseph was a good man, because he knew Mary pregnant would have particular consequences for Mary in their culture. A young girl pregnant out of wedlock was something that did not happen in those days. Today, it might not, we may wonder, why was it a scandal? But it was not only a scandal, but she was subject to be stoned to death. Stoned to death because she was pregnant. So Joseph had that decision to make. Do I publicly confess that my soon-to-be bride is pregnant and allow my community to do what my community is going to do to this woman? Or do I choose to just quietly? And I imagine he was fighting this conversation in his head. What do I do with this woman who I had these great plans for? And then he decided. He decided, I'm just going to quietly set her aside. Maybe send her back to Elizabeth. Get her out of the community until the baby's born and no one will know. And Mary will be fine. So can you imagine, have you ever gotten to that point when you've had to make a tough decision and it's all resolved and you're ready to do it the next day? So you're thinking, I can get a good night's sleep tonight. I've been restless every night struggling with this. I can sleep well tonight. And Joseph laid his head down, thinking the next day he would know what to do. And then God does this thing. You know how God does a strange thing in the midst of our lives? God did this thing and came to Joseph in a dream. and told Joseph the same thing that Mary probably told him. And told him to name him Jesus and that he would be the savior of the people. And then Joseph does another remarkable thing when he wakes up. He does what God says. He marries her. And we know the rest of the story. We'll hear it on Tuesday night. He brings her to Bethlehem, where the baby is born. But when we stop to think, well, isn't that beautiful? Know what else Joseph just did? He went counterculture. Because when Joseph made the choice to marry a pregnant woman, more than likely Joseph and Mary were shunned. More than likely the gossip tree had all sorts of things going on about what Joseph and Mary may have done before their wedding. Joseph chose to follow God's direction. Joseph had trusted God, knew what God was doing, had stepped out in faith and married Mary. So why do we tell this story at Christmas time? Why do we need to know Joseph's story? We need to know Joseph's story because sometimes all of us are a little bit like Joseph, aren't we? That we think we know where life is going. We think we know all the plans God has for us. And then God comes in unexpectedly and says, no, I want you to join the Marine Corps. Now, CT will say, no, that's been my plan for a long, long time. God just confirmed it. But I do know a young man who's in a pulpit this morning who had no idea he would be in a pulpit any day. He was going to be a lifeguard. He was going to work in recreation. He was going to do all those things. But when Wes said yes to God, and God kind of spoke to him the way God speaks to Wes, and Wes said yes, he began this crazy journey to South Carolina, to a state he didn't know anyone in. He went to a seminary he didn't know anybody in. He made the choice to follow because God said go, and he went. All of us have God nudging us to go to do things that we don't quite expect, that we have the gifts, the graces, we don't have the age to do. Maybe we think we're too old. Maybe we think we're too young. Maybe we think we don't have the skills. Like, we can't speak Spanish, so why would we go to Mexico? We're scared of traveling, so why would we go to South America or to, I'll get there, Africa, to do mission work? Or why would we go to the Appalachians, to Kentucky, and deal with people who are struggling? I don't know how to hammer a nail straight. Maybe, just maybe, God is just pricking at us in a way that we're a little bit uncomfortable about. But we need to trust like Joseph. Because without Joseph's trust, I want us to think about it. Without Joseph's trust and obedience to the vision he had by an angel in a dream, what could have happened is Mary could have been brought into the public square, stoned to death, and Jesus, Son of God, would have been in her womb. Maybe God is birthing something inside of you. Maybe it's a little scary, just a little scary, but trust that God can bring to you all the people you'll need, can bring to you all the talents you'll need, bring to you the finances you need to do what God is calling you to do. Don't be afraid of where God may be leading you. Just go, have faith. And pay attention to how God is speaking to you. Because God may come to you as in a dream. God may come to you through a friend. God may come to you through God's word. God may come to you in prayer. But God has a plan for each and every one of us. And it doesn't have to be done perfectly. It can be done just the way you are created to be. You've never seen a perfect bulletin. You've never seen a perfect chapel chatter. You've never heard a perfect sermon. God doesn't want perfection. God just wants you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.